This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather. Yeah. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Creative Energy bringing us this portion of the program. Don't miss the great rebate event on High Life and Limelight Spas at Creative Energy now through October 27th. You can save thousands and finally bring home the spa you've been dreaming about. Visit creativeenergy.com.
How'd you know?
How did I know what?
That I'm dreaming about spas.
Because I know you so well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cole, I'm coming for you.
Oh, there you go.
Cole, everyone.
Cole's the guy.
Yep.
Not Chad, not, what was he?
I don't know. Chase,
Claude.
I think. I got the letter right.
Yeah. Well, you always do.
Not always, but yes, often.
I just had to, I don't know how to work things. We got to know, you know, years ago, we used to do this thing called Bad Advice on our secret show, which was a podcast we did in addition to this show. It's dirty. I'm sure all the episodes are still up there. Maybe you know about it. But either way, we used to do this thing called Bad Advice. And we got one via text. And it, so as you are very familiar, Vinny, if you text more than, say, I don't know, 40 characters, it gets divided onto other lines. So we had to sort of search through to put this whole thing back together.
I would say, certainly during the show, you could do this from home and you could actually pull it off. But from during the show, while you're trying to do 10 other things, it is not possible to piece those things together.
You gotta like scroll back upwards.
And then it moves.
Yes.
So you're like, okay, I got that one. I got this.
Yeah.
10 new texts come in, a whole page moves. And you're like, you, why you?
So we thought, because it's an interesting question that this person, it's a listener and they've got a question. And I was like, oh, that'd be fun. We could bring, do a bad advice segment.
Here's what I'd say. I love bad advice. I loved it. I loved doing it. I loved hearing people's stories. I would love to hear your story, however we can help. I love that the whole, like, all our brains put together still failed all the time. But either way, it was so much fun. It was great stuff for the show. And I hope we do it all the time. Now, here's the other thing I'll say, though. It was so dirty on The Secret Show that we can't go there on the air.
Well, if you have a problem, we would love to try to help you with it. However, this is not The Secret Show. So, but this one was not, it's about a boyfriend and a girlfriend, but it was definitely not, it was not dirty. So I was like, that'd be super fun to try that. So we came up with an email address. And you gotta, you know, give us your information. You can hide your name. You can be anonymous in San Francisco or whatever. But tell us how you listen and, you know, whatever other information we would need. But here's our new email address. badadvice973@gmail.com. Which, by the way, when I signed into it to try it, I'm like, oh, we'll get this all set. That'll be fun. And then it signed me out of everything else that I'm on. I had to I'm so stupid. Like everything, I had to reload
in advance,
everything.
We should warn people that at one time when we did this regularly, it was on a podcast,
yes.
The Secret Show. You had to go get it. You had to hit play.
Yes.
While that thing was, you know, well attended regularly.
It was
still, there was a layer of protection in that.
Yep.
You definitely don't want to out your story on air. Actually, you do. Never mind.
Yeah, go ahead and out your story.
Yeah.
And leave it to us to make
it air friendly.
Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Keep the names generic.
It was funny because I'm reading the thing that got sent. I was like, oh, that I miss bad advice.
Yeah, bad advice was super fun.
It was fun. And it just felt like people really bared their souls. So if you got some problem going on, we'd love to solve it for you. I'm sure we'll totally solve that. You'll be like, I'm so grateful.
Well, you know what? I'll say this because I've had to get some help on multiple, you know, in multiple parts of my life.
Yes.
Sometimes just talking or writing out what you're thinking,
yes,
or your problem.
You answer your own question.
Can help you get there. But also hearing people talk about it on air, mm-hmm, that might be the space where you go, oh, I know what to do now.
Yes. And we don't have a pony in that race.
Right.
Or whatever the expression is. So it's, we take it at face value. And by the way, you will also get to completely tell your side of the story.
Right.
Which is always nice for you. But anyway, if you're thinking, you know, hi, that's Sarah and Vinny. They could really advise me.
Yay.
Badadvice973@gmail.com.
It's back.
Yeah. Check it and just make sure it's working for
welcome
you.
Welcome home.
Yes.
Welcome home, Bad Advice.
I want to start with a show that in the UK, they have only a few regular TV channels. And you've heard of the BBC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, on Channel 4, they did like a special where it was called Will AI Take My Job? And it investigated how automation and AI is reshaping the workplace and pitting humans against machines. At the end of the hour-long program, here's what happened.
AI is going to touch everybody's lives in the next few years. And for some, it will take their jobs. Call center workers, customer service agents, maybe even TV presenters like me. Because I'm not real. In a British TV first, I'm actually an AI presenter. Some of you might have guessed. I wasn't on location reporting this story. My image and voice were generated using AI.
I hate that story.
It's a plot twist, man.
She looks so real.
She looks like if you could imagine what a smart lady, nicely dressed in her late 40s, authoritatively explained to you about AI, that's what you'd come up with. Good job, AI. Isn't that crazy?
So what did you say this show was?
It was on the BBC.
A regular TV show.
It was called Will AI Take My Job? They did an hour-long show. This lady was the host of it. This non-lady, this series of zeros and ones was the host. She did interviews. She walked all through locations. She talked and looked very concerned.
I guess what I was getting at is it must be inexpensive enough that they can just do this. Like, you would have expected that to cost a lot and cost prohibitive for a TV, you know, for a 1 hour TV show.
Yeah.
Maybe for a movie where you've got a gigantic budget, but a 1 hour special.
That might as well be Tilly Norwood, the other AI, that AI actress. I know. It's so crazy. Well, like, the deep fake is everywhere now. So, and normal people are putting those together and putting them out there. So this probably was unbelievably inexpensive compared to someone's salary and benefits. And it's just like, that to me is the ultimate plot twist in this whole thing.
Are you guessing on that, or do you think
I'm
that's
guessing.
True?
I have no idea what
I
it would cost to do this.
I can't imagine what it would cost, but I would hope it was, it's clearly not too expensive. They just did it. Man.
But what a freaking plot twist at the end, huh? So crazy.
It's cool. I get what they were going for. They got you.
They did get you. But it isn't cool also.
Wow.
You know, now that I know that she's AI, I'm looking at, sometimes the hair looks a little, but overall, She's like the perfect newscaster. Her chin's even a little, like she's got a little dimple in her chin and it's a little bit bigger on one side than the other. Like she's not perfect. Like she's really very convincing.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Uh-huh. And even the voice. I mean, her voice is like friendly but authoritative. She sounds...
an AI presenter. Some of you might have guessed.
So they're zipping her in and out.
Wasn't on location reporting this story. My image and voice were generated using AI.
Yikes. So we will put this up at the Ceremony Facebook page. This is...
I'm sorry, kids. This is what you have to look for. Like,
yeah, this
what
is what
kind
you're
of
up
future
against.
Are we handing to our children's if this is the workforce?
No. I mean, I guess the job opportunities are in AI development, and that's it. Like, it's so scary.
Last week, the quote of the week was...
what was the quote
something
of the week?
Along the lines of, the world's on fire. Let us drink coffee from a pumpkin.
Yes. That was, in fact, the quote of the week.
And I got that sort of message there from our youngster on the show, who, by the way, is going to be the ringer in Bad Advice, right? Like, this will be so interesting to
hear.
Well,
she'll definitely have a different opinion
from outer space
than we do.
Comes.
Yes.
Comes the Zillennial.
And what does Bob think?
I think it's a great idea to have five people in your relationship. Why not? Or who knows?
Right.
Anyway, you know what, Bob? You're right. Drink from a pumpkin because, man, this is what's coming for
the world is, in fact, on fire.
And if you're Bob and you're now just getting your experience in media, she's already been a marketing pro, and now she's doing radio, and who knows? She's certainly good-looking enough to go do TV, except that they'll just have AI TV presenters. So what are the prospects?
It's incredibly fascinating and also just insanely depressing. That is actually depressing to see. Like, I like the look of that lady that doesn't exist. I really did think, oh, she seems like,
yeah.
Oh my God, she's AI.
It feels like as humans, we're smart enough that we can create something like this, and we're stupid enough that we have to.
Right.
It's inevitable. We have no choice.
We must play with this. We have to
it. We must keep going.
Yeah. Well, and the thing too, I think that is problematic is that we could say as a society, we're Luddites when it comes to this. We don't want that. That's just going to take jobs away. We're not having that. Meanwhile, 50 other countries are like, well, we are having it and you are screwed because we're going to take, you can't control everybody.
There's no way to come up with an international peace treaty for AI. Yeah. Everybody keep your hands off.
Right. If there is one, I've yet to hear about it.
Someone will go rogue.
Right.
Russia.
Someone always does. China. Come on. Anyway, depressingly enough, that lady's not real.
All right.
But I trusted her, you know. And then all of a sudden she started disappearing. Stuff. Anyway, an hour-long program on Britain's Channel 4. Ended with the twist that this whole thing about AI was delivered to you using AI. So we put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you are feeling like, I want to see this lady, it'll scare you. Speaking of scary, Stranger Things.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Stranger Things fans. We finally know if Joseph Quinn's fan favorite Stranger Things character, Eddie Munson, will return in the upcoming final season. He has said... his quote was like, the chances are high for Eddie to come back.
What?
Joseph himself had said the chances are high.
He's an actor and wants the gig, and it's the thing that made him super famous.
It is true. He is working nonstop now and unrecognizable. I mean, Eddie, that's not his hair. I don't know if you guys realize this, but...
it was a great character, though, and he did a great job with it. So I wish him all the... like. I don't want him to be with Doja Cat. She seems like a lot. But remember that? She was like trying to get with him.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on a talk show and said that guy?
Yeah. Well, he is cute. Isn't he in the new Fantastic Four?
I don't know.
What he's in?
Who knows? But he's going to be in the Beatles thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Which one's he playing? Do we remember?
I don't remember.
One of them. Okay. We finally know if he's in or not. And co-creator Matt Duffer of the Duffer Brothers says, I love that Joe Quinn is toying with people. But no, he's dead.
Yeah, of course he is.
But this could be misdirection too. He says, Joe is so busy anyway that everyone should know he's not coming back. What about AI? He's shot like 5 movies since he rapped with us.
Yep.
When the hell has he got time to come around and shoot Stranger Things? No, sadly, RIP. He's fully under that ground. But we all know there's the upside down.
Well, it's cool to think they could find a way, but they don't need to. Here's what I think. Joseph Quinn, you crushed that season. Mm-hmm. Walk off.
And it's the best
That's
season.
That's a walk-off home run, dude. Don't be like, but I could. No. Mm-mm. You did it. This is leave that with a bow on top and go off and do other stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to say a spoiler in case you haven't already guessed it.
Wait, for this upcoming season?
No, for season 4. We've all already seen. He sacrifices himself at the end of season 4 in the just shredding on Master of Puppets in the Upside Down. Like, it's so epic. That final episode, the whole season was great. That final episode with the 3 different plots that are all heading toward the same. Oh, my God.
So,
so well done.
By the way, he's playing George Harrison in the Beatles movie.
Can see that?
Yeah.
Maybe. Was it Barry Keoghan, or however you say his name, Keoghan? He is going to be Ringo.
Queefin.
Right.
Barry Queefin.
Harris Dickinson is John Lennon.
I don't know him.
And Paul Mescal is Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow. Paul Mescal?
Uh-huh.
The guy from the new Gladiator movie?
Uh-huh.
Not Pedro Pascal?
No, Paul Pascal.
Paul Pascal.
No, Paul Mescal.
Oh. Mescal.
Paul, so they're not related.
So this is not the guy I'm thinking of.
No, I don't think. Hold on. Paul Mescal. Hold on.
You've confused us all.
I
might have been me.
That guy.
So you're saying it's Pedro Pascal and Paul Mescal.
Yes.
And he is the guy. Good looking
Paul
dude.
Paul Mescal is the guy from Gladiator 2. Yes.
Okay. All right. Mescal,
but
Pascal.
But they are or are not related?
I don't think so. Okay. No. I mean,
all right.
Their names are completely different.
Take it easy.
I mean, are they? The first 4 episodes of the 5th and final season of Stranger Things premiere on November 26th on Netflix. That's the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
I know. And I think the second 4 are on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And then the finale. And they're all pretty long, too. These are like good length. You'll be glad you only have 4 to binge because you're like, I'm already up till 3 in the morning. And then on New Year's Eve, the finale. I bet you there's going to be a lot of New Year's Eve parties where they're like, let's all get together and watch the season finale, the series finale of Stranger Things. I'm just going to squeeze this in really fast. Paris Hilton has a new web series. She does shows on her YouTube channel. This one it's interesting. She is doing a web series about designing her new home around her ADHD. She lost her house. I did not know this. Maybe I knew it at one point.
In the Palisades fire?
She did. She lost in the Palisades fire. So she spent, I want to say it's a $60 million place. Yeah, there you go. The new Hilton compound is the old Mark Wahlberg compound. She bought it for $63 million. It's a 30,500 square foot mansion, which she's completely redoing. And then she's moved her nonprofit into the pool house, which is being redone as like a headquarters. She had like 17 employees that apparently come to her house. And I don't know, they're giving away money or whatever she does with her nonprofit. Dedicated to creating meaningful and lasting change worldwide. She's the CEO of that. It's called 1111 Media Impact. And so basically, oh, by the way, this 30,000 square foot mansion, it's on 6 acres, 12 bedrooms, a 5-hole golf course with a driving range, a sports court, a skate park, and a wine and cigar cellar.
Oh, I want a skate park at my house.
Right. So the 3-part series will premiere tomorrow on her YouTube channel. October's ADHD Awareness Month, and the show's going to be called Inclusive by Design. It'll demonstrate how intentional spaces can unlock focus, creativity, and joy. From reimagining her legendary closet, which I'm sure is an entire wing of the house, to
you just
boosting.
Need to have $63 million, yes.
And well, you too can.
That just gets you the house. That's not
then
the
you
remodel.
Totally redo it.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay, Paris.
So if it sounds interesting to you, enjoy.
Well, having ADHD, the decorating is usually half finished stuff all over the place.
Yeah,
like that. That is how it, my place is decorated.
Well, $63 million
might help
you
then,
get that
looked
finished
over here
up.
And another project I didn't finish.
You know
all these
what
places
I should
to
do?
Keep you focused.
Finish this project. No, that
it's
wasn't
really
what I was thinking.
I just saw something shiny. I'm going over there.
It's so crazy when you go back in the kitchen and every single cabinet's open. Like, who came in here?
Me.
And got confused about what was going on.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean down the hall? You open every cabinet down
no,
there?
No, at home.
Oh.
Never mind.
It's an ADHD.
I don't know about that. I thought that was poltergeist. I did not realize that was ADHD people. All right, Ben, what's coming up?
Ladies, this is the next camera you need to be aware of.
Uh-oh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Whoa. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That was just like a little example of the good vibes and variety we have for you here. Coming up at 9.05. It's your first chance today to win tickets for the almost sold out Alice in Winterland.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by SurveyMonkey. Oh. SurveyMonkey, the world's most popular platform for answering questions. Learn more at surveymonkey.com/Alice. That's surveymonkey.com/Alice. It's National Apple Day, everybody. Have one today. The apples are great.
This is the time of year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good.
I was reading a story the other day, and I probably didn't read it on the air, but it's one of those where they said, everybody's favorite apple is the worst apple in the world. Apparently, Honeycrisp apples, you know how we started finding, we kind of found them together.
We did.
We started seeing them at Whole Foods and started eating them, and we're like, wow, those are really good.
That's a delicious apple.
That's what I get,
Well, of course, because they're delicious. They're the hardest ones to grow.
Oh.
They have thin skin. They get damaged easily. They're totally finicky in terms of, like, trying to grow them and get them to market. They're a nightmare. And I'm like, okay, but still keep doing it because they're delicious.
Keep on keeping on.
I do also enjoy the Cosmic Crisp. Have you tried that one?
No, I think you mentioned that one to me. Maybe like they were out of Honeycrisp and you went with that one.
Yeah, and they're
and
pretty
liked
good.
It.
They're all right.
They're a little freckly. They're red and freckly and they're pretty good.
Mm.
They're not Honeycrisp though.
I do love a good apple though. Mm-hmm. Almost any variety. I just, you know how sometimes it can be mealy or blah, blah, blah.
The Golden Delicious was developed in my home county.
Is that
in West
so?
West Virginia. Yeah.
Oh, West Virginia does it again.
Yeah. What can
How
we do?
Another
do they
home run.
Do it? Okay. I can't wait for apple pie.
Mm. Oh, all the stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that when you were talking about Stranger Things on Thanksgiving, and I was just thinking, oh, I'm going to watch like early in the day on Thanksgiving Day, right? Can we watch that day?
Yeah, I think they drop like at midnight the night before,
like,
right?
You know when you get the like hors d'oeuvres are out, there's some shrimps or some chips and dip or something,
right.
And then you just put
cheese
on
and crackers.
Something and snack while you're it's gonna be so fun.
I love that feeling.
Yep.
God, when you say that, it just like took me back to my Mimi and God's
That's what
house.
I was totally thinking of when you were talking about it's gonna launch on Thanksgiving. Mm. Just, oh, I'm gonna sit down with some snacks.
I think it actually drops the day before. Excuse me.
Oh.
So you'll definitely be able to watch it on Thanksgiving Day.
Hey, Bob, do you and Susan go, well, I guess you're still working on plans probably, but will you go away for Thanksgiving to Michigan?
Typically, we'll do Thanksgiving at one of our family's houses and Christmas at the other.
Ah.
But this year we've been seeing his parents a lot for weddings and stuff. So we are staying here for Thanksgiving. Just the two of us doing nothing.
Oh, cool.
That sounds great. And then you go Christmas with your parents.
Exactly.
Nice.
Nice. Wait till you have not that you are going to, but if you have a little granddaughter or grandson, the grandparents they'll fist fight for it.
They can come to me. They want to see the kid.
There you go.
There
Get on a plane,
go.
Babe.
Leverage.
Good job.
Okay, so here's my first story. Well, actually, let me get you caught up real quick. The World Series begins this Friday. Dodgers at Blue Jays, Friday, 5 p.m. Also, should be nice, beautiful outside as I look out the window right now. Blue skies overhead, sunshine, and today's high will be about 80.
It's like that perfect fall sky blue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, so this is one. I like my Apple Watch a lot.
Okay.
In fact, I'd say if there was anything besides my laptop, if I had to pick one more item to have, it would be the watch. I would get rid of the phone, the iPad, whatever else you can think of.
Wow.
I love the watch. It's just, and I know it looks like every other Apple Watch in the world, and so it's pretty generic.
It is useful, though, John.
But it's super
useful.
John is
also quite dedicated to his.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always mystified.
And I love the health aspects of it, checking things out for you while you're busy. So is this too far?
Probably. Tell me everything.
Everyone's worried about AI taking their job, but here's a job you probably wouldn't want. Kohler just debuted a new toilet camera. Now, they say, this isn't looking at your junk. Don't worry, everyone. Except where there's
what
a toilet camera
to look at?
While it's looking at your poo-poo.
I don't need a close-up on my poo-poo.
Watches you go and then uses an algorithm to analyze the results and track your health. This is a product. It's Kohler. The toilet maker, actually the, what would you call that?
The plumbing, fixtures.
Yeah,
and
I mean, they do everything, sinks, all the stuff.
All things bathroom, and probably kitchen too, right? I don't know what they do.
Kohler just debuted this new toilet camera that watches you go and then uses an algorithm to analyze the results and track your health. It's called Dakota, a play on the word decode. It's $600. It fits on the side of most toilet bowls. It looks like it's about the size of a glass, like your sunglasses or your glass case. a little thinner and maybe a little wider. I'll show you the picture here in a second, but it is $600. It sits right on the side of the toilet bowl. Yeah. And so I tell you this because to me, it feels like, well,
there's some dude sitting back at headquarters figured out,
or some guy who bought it and, you know, figured out how to maneuver the camera to get the right shot that he wants. And now anyone who comes over gets a video done of themselves.
How fun for them.
Well, I don't know. I just, you know.
Yeah.
Wherever there's a naked lady, Sarah, I've told you this.
I am familiar with the theory.
You sign in on a fingerprint scanner so it knows who's using it.
Oh.
Who it's scanning.
So now, I got to touch this thing. Is it hung on the inside or the outside of the toilet?
Outside. Let me show you the picture now so you understand.
So, like, there's just a little camera that just peeks over the edge or something? Okay. I don't see it. I do see it installed. Okay. Whoa, that seems
So you'll see it.
Large.
So this isn't something that you, if you walked into someone's bathroom and saw this, you could either, I guess, pull it off of there and make sure that you don't get
the camera it. Is pointing downward toward the water. Now, why someone needs this, I don't know. But I assume there are people with conditions or they need things to be a certain way.
It becomes quite addictive as soon as you get this is the same thing with the watch. As soon as you get some reports on your health, you start to go, well, let me keep an eye on that. And it becomes this thing that you go, I spun my rings. I'm such a good person today.
Mm. Now, do we think this is like Kim Kardashian's bush thong? Like, is this just to get people to the Kohler website, or are they for real?
It's real. You can pre-order it. It's $600. It's on their website for order.
You can pre-order it.
Yeah.
Mm. I like it.
It's not real.
Well, we'll see.
You would want this.
I mean, why not? I mean, I've
Because
I want to make sure I'm healthy.
Clean that thing from time to time too. Like there's
Health standpoint.
I pay attention to
I like it. From the standpoint that some dude could, you know, manipulate this thing and then now has video of every lady that uses his bathroom. It feels really creepy.
Mm.
I'm assuming that's just me. I am really cynical. I'm sure everybody who has one really wants to know.
I'm just very
how their caca went today.
Oh my God.
What do you mean, oh my God?
I don't know. I just truthfully, I think have whatever you want in your toilet, but also you're going to have to clean that thing and it's going to be, you know, we all have our times. Like there's going to be times when it's like, just throw it away. Let's get rid of that.
There's also an annual subscription fee of $70 a year if it's just you, or $130 for the family plan.
And everybody has to log in with their fingerprint. Wow. I don't know who needs this, but if you do need it, and it sounds like maybe even a medical situation, then fine. Enjoy. I will never be having that.
I'm calling BS.
Yeah, okay. You think it's fake?
I don't think it will ever come out.
We'll see.
All right. If they can squeeze $600 out of people for a camera that they're putting in your toilet, they'll find a way to do it. Let's see what the response is on this. There are people who take pictures of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, that's one of those things that I lived with a bunch of dudes in my 20s, and there's no doubt I have had this happen in my own house where I was living and paying rent. Bro, you got to get down here and see this. You're not going to believe what I just did.
Absolutely.
I am not coming down there. Never offer me that again. No, really, you got to see this.
Yeah, this is a frat boy house. This is four frat houses. All right, great.
I still feel like that all the time. Like
Maddie is nobody amening me.
Like, hey, Fred,
this
come
is a
here.
Who can't have anybody, he can't hear anybody pee, let alone do that.
I have so many thoughts, but I don't want to talk about this anymore at the same time.
Sometimes you just,
okay.
You're proud.
Let's, no, mm-mm.
The world's most disliked airline. As we
Southwest.
Get ready, it's not no. Southwest.
American.
Frontier.
It's American.
Really?
Oh, why is it American?
They suck.
No. Whoa.
No offense to the people who work there. I know it's challenging.
Wow.
I slept in an airport once because of them.
Well, there are external factors that contribute to the on-time
As
rating.
I was telling you yesterday, part of the reason I was able to tell this lie to this young lady that I knew in elementary school is because I flew between 3 and 5 times a year my whole life. From California to New York and back.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
It was just a regular thing. And there are all kinds of reasons you end up stuck in an airport overnight. And it's just awful. Like, I'd rather not travel most times.
Mm-hmm.
But you get that airline that just does you dirty. And that's the case here. They're saying new analysis looked into the airlines with the worst customer satisfaction worldwide.
Oh.
That includes all complaints, including cancellations, delays, lost baggage, safety, poor customer service, and poor traveling experience. These numbers were all crunched, and American Airlines, number one, Frontier, number two.
Do you feel validated?
No, I already knew. I didn't care. I don't care what the numbers say.
I used to fly every week. Every week I would fly. And
oh,
for my job.
For
my work.
Yeah. Okay.
And I flew American, and I loved them. I never had any problems. And when there was a problem, they were really good about taking care of it. So
never had a problem on Frontier either.
The reason Frontier's on this list is because they trick you into paying for your bag. They kind of make it like they're one of the budget airlines where you have to pay extra for the carry-on, but they make it purposefully confusing as to whether you have the bag or not, so you end up having to pay extra for it at the gate.
Because what are you going to do now?
Criminal.
Yeah. What are you? You've been baited. You're there now.
Yeah. Am I taking this flight or not? Are you taking this flight or are you taking a stand?
One of the things that happened to the airline business is very similar to what happened in radio, which was huge consolidation. So like my dad worked all my life. My dad worked for PSA growing up. Pacific Southwest Airlines. They're the pink, burgundy, and orange color with the smiley face. They were all over Southern California, and they were big at the time in the 70s, and then they got bought, and they became U.S. Airways. And each one of these airlines, they continue to eat each other. Well, and the service gets worse as they get bigger.
And they want to have the lowest fare, so you buy their flight, so they have all these other add-on things that they want to charge you for. Like the whole charging for luggage thing, I've always thought that was lame. Like, put that into the price, but...
Well, this is worldwide, so these numbers aren't just in the United States. American Airlines, Frontier, United Airlines, Air France, something called Ryanair... That must
I've heard
be in another.
Ryanair.
That's probably another budget.
Yeah.
Air Asia, Aero Mexico, Scandinavian Airlines, Wizz Air, and
that
British Airlines.
Fun. Those are the worst.
Oh, those are all on the. That's the top 10 worst airlines worldwide, and that was based on, again, cancellations, delays, lost baggage, safety, poor customer service, and poor traveling experience.
Do we have the other end of this scale?
Nope.
No.
Right. Don't
Susan
have the best.
Susan and I flew Ryanair once when we were abroad. And the overhead, it was a regional flight, and the overhead bins weren't big enough for Susan's bag. And they had him just put it under his chair. But it was we were backpacking. It was a gigantic backpacking bag. He like had his feet on it the whole flight. I was like, this would never fly in America. That's for sure.
Yeah, no way.
I've definitely had my carry-on where I'm using my leg strength to get it wedged under that. You will get I don't know if anything made it out alive, but I definitely was like, you will get in there. All right.
It's still on that plane. It's still on that plane jammed underneath there.
Who hasn't done that? That's kind of the like what you if they've got the air overhead bins done, you're cooked.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get you under there one way or another. Here, can you hold three t-shirts for me, please?
I'll just sit on those. I'll be fine.
Yikes. All right. Where am I? Oh, God. 800-400-3697 is our text number. Maddie's on the show.
510. Vin, don't forget to mention the Warriors kick off their season tonight in Los Angeles.
Oh, boy.
We have right down the hall is the Warriors Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Game. If you're into the Warriors, they are all Warriors all the time.
925, glad you're bringing back bad advice. I remember your judged by fours bit with Maddie and Bob on the show. Now the average has been raised to six. I don't know what that judged by fours was.
Well.
Wow, that's painful.
That's,
you're mean.
We'll actually explain that to you at some point.
Okay. That's something I don't need to
we're
know.
We're just all a bunch of fours.
I get it.
Yeah. They do say the average person, like of average good looks, is a five. Like that's, you're fine if you're a five. So we were judging other people, you know, based on us being fours.
Yeah, they'd send us pictures and then we'd just look at
Now you guys are all, you were both obviously sevens or something.
Oh, sure.
And you brought the average up.
925, my husband has liver disease and his number twos are actually a good indicator of how his liver's functioning.
Boom!
So might be for people with liver disease.
Yeah. Potty cam. No problem. All right. We'll be back in a second with your first chance today to win Winterland tickets.
Yes!
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.